Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Holy, you are holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, Lord, you holy, holy. Are you Lord God? Are you Lord Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, you are holy. You are holy, Lord. Oh, are you Lord God? Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, Lord, you are holy. You are holy, Jesus. Oh, are you Lord God? Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh. Are you on my worthy stone, worthy stone, you are holy. Oh, Rabakataya, oh, are you Lord God? Are you Lord Almighty King of mine? Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Glory, glory, glory is the Lamb, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne. And all unto you I lift my voice and say, you are the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, you are glorious. You are magnificent. And there is none like you. Can we all just take a moment and just bless the name of the Lord? Just close your eyes if you can and just gaze into His glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Holy, holy, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord God Almighty, the earth is full of your glory. Holy, holy, holy. We see the earth full of the glory of God by faith. Beyond all the chaos, beyond all the darkness, as men and potential men that God will use, we prophesy with such songs, with such words. You are the Lord God mighty. The earth is full of your glory. Because my life is full of your glory. And holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. You are the Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. Because our lives is full of your glory. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. You are the Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. Alabashabaya. My family is full of your glory. My school is full of your glory. My job is full of your glory. My office is full of your glory. Even my business is full of your glory. Because my life is full of your glory. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. You are the Lord God Almighty. This earth is full of your glory. My state is full of your glory. Even my family is full of your glory. My business is full of your glory. Because my life is so full of your glory. And holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There is no one, no one holy as our God. In the earth and in the heavens there above, there is no king, no God wiser than our God. There is no one holy as a God. There is no life better than this life. In this earth and in the heavens there above, there is no life, no joy better than this joy. There is no one holy as our God. There is no one, no king holy as our King. On the earth and in the heavens there above, Oh, there is no God, no King, holy as our King. There is no one holy as our God. There is no way, no way better than His ways. On the earth and in the heavens dead above, there is no way, no way better than His ways. There is no way better than His ways. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to 1 Corinthians 16 and 9. It says, "For a great door and an effectual one is open to me. For a great door and effectual is open to me." We can rather say, "For a great and effectual door has been opened unto me." He said, "But they are what?" Now, Paul was not speaking chiefly about salvation, but since he is aware and he had written to us, because God sees it that way, that the number one victims of salvation, or the number one persons that salvation was meant for, his humanity, isn't it? We should be putting it like this: salvation is for the purpose of humanity. And I believe Paul was not writing this because he had actually given up on the faith or anything. No. He's one that told us all the wonderful and great work of salvation. Yet he said, "A great door, an effectual one, is open unto me." He said, "What?" He said, "But there are many adversaries." Now, this is not, like I said, specifically according to context or from context for the purpose of salvation in general. Paul was speaking to a church about his mission journey. You know, his mission work. He was traveling and he was telling them how that, yeah, a few times if you read the Bible, you see where he spoke about a door open for him, a door, let the fan move, a door open and the rest. And how that he went there and preached. But this time he said, many doors are open, but a door had been opened, but there are what? Many adversaries. Satan trying to stop him through diverse means. Now, he's not saying that he's going to succumb to the trials and the temptation. Alright? Paul is not saying that the adversaries would prevail. Are we together? He's just making the church aware that just for a door opened unto him to go and preach the gospel somewhere, he said Satan had to put many world adversaries, many setbacks. This is not actually the main reason I'm teaching this, but I want to add it. This is why you don't joke
with teens in church. You don't joke with others in church. The truth is that before a service, if Satan knows the impact of that service, all right? If he knows the impact of that service, if he knows what that ministry had been causing in the realm of the spirit and in the physical, he will always try to cause a limitation. You know, we are more physical than spiritual. We are more conscious of the physicality than what? Spirituality. Are we together? Satan is 100% supernatural, right? So most times if he manifests in the realm of the spirit, we may not be aware because we are just conscious of the natural. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So for instance, you see somebody who is holding the key of church come late, and you wonder, why would somebody holding the key of church come late? That means he's the single-handedly, he has made the whole church to start what? Late. The service to start late. Even God had to wait for him. Hallelujah to Jesus. Number one. Number two, you can go ahead and mention many, alright? Maybe the person in charge of the gen forgot to change oil. Do you know it's very possible that didn't happen today, so they wouldn't say I'm talking about them, even though this one is about them. Amen? The person just miraculously forgot to change oil. And they are wondering, everybody's like, why will you forget? Then during the service, the gen just goes off. During that, God is speaking to people. People are conscious of God. Then the gen just goes off. Everything just shuts down. You see that? I hope you know it was Satan that programmed that. That's why Paul said in church, everything must be done according to what? Order. If you have the spirit of excellence, which you should all have, you will never become a victim of the devil. You hardly or never. When I say hardly, it is for those that want to be excellent outside God's word. When I say never, it is those that want to be excellent from what? God's word. Or as a resultant effect of God's word. Are we together? Many, many. You know the cord is bad. Talking about media now, but you say, let's just try it this last time before we change it. Let's try it this last time, whether it will not spoil again. And the devil now inspires them not to own the gen and try it before the service. It's during the service they want to try it. You know, several times when the Holy Ghost moves here and we felt like it was captured in the camera so that we show one or two word sessions, you know, for people to bless out there. I remember time passed. The initial media head. Every time we had to speak about it with Mama T when the word of prophecy breaks forth, because I don't get to do that every time. It comes as the Holy Spirit wills. And I give word of prophecy, or sometimes I teach what I really enjoyed and I want to see it after the service. Then after the service, they say, during that time, the thing caught. It happened more than 5 times. And I had to call Mama T. I said, this thing is not natural. She started laughing. I said, I mean it. Why is it that anytime myself, you know, when you enjoy the service, it's different. But when I enjoy the service, then I think I felt really good. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And I want to check it, and they say, just before the thing, sir, it caught. And I said, why? She said, sir, we are sorry, we don't know how it happened. I said, was he working before that time? Say yes. And all of a sudden, sir, it just caught. Really? Okay, it's fine. You know what that means? The person in charge of that ministry is not aligned with the Holy Spirit. It's the truth. So it is for any department that always make a caricature of a service. Alright? Make great mistake that affects a service. I tell you the truth. You may not believe it. But the HOD has a problem. Simple and short. We may not be aware because we're in the physical. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We are more conscious of the physical. Without the Holy Spirit, I can't tell who kissed a lady before they came to church today. I can't tell because all of your mouths are not looking like you kissed anybody. But the Holy Spirit knows the people that kissed somebody. Even though everybody's mouths look like they did not kiss anybody. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? Unbelievable, right? when we're growing up, one time we had a meeting. And the Holy Spirit actually dropped a word in my heart. It was a choir meeting. I was the leader of the choir. And I said to them, I said, if you look at me now, and the Holy Spirit says, Pastor just committed, now I've passed the realm of fornication. So for me now, if I had any affair with any woman outside my wife, it would be called what? Adultery. And the Lord spoke to your heart and said, Prophet just had adultery before he came to church. How many of you can believe that? Like you are just seated here. If the Lord told you, I had adultery before coming to church, how many of you just said, wow, thank you, Holy Spirit. Stand up, write your strong reason, and leave the church. How many of you will be able to pick that word? Huh? I was teaching on the prophetic, and I said this since many years ago. I said it's difficult because now, logically looking, this man is an anointed. He cannot do such. Logically speaking, doesn't make any sense that he will do such a thing. But what if he did it? How will you pick that signal from the Holy Spirit and say, you actually did it? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Let me share a story. When I was growing up, I had a very wonderful time with the Holy Spirit. And I'm still having. I told you how that he will give me names of people prophetically. I will on to go. I tell you the truth. You know, some of us did to go. So I will wake up, there's this name, Hand 8. I never forget that guy's username, Hand 8. And this man would not want to do the work of the ministry. Yeah, and he had a strong call to do the work of the ministry, but he refused. So I added him. And I said, how are you? He said, fine. I said, the Lord said you should do the work of the ministry. He said, I'm tired of all this nonsense. You got my username from somewhere and you are pretending that you don't know me. I said, I don't know you. I just added you now. He said, how? I said, the Lord gave me your name in a dream. He said, big liar. That's why he called me. He said, I'm a big liar. And he started throwing words of insults. And I was not so mature that time. I only just had the prophetic. Me too, I was a barrack boy. I changed it for him on to go. I said, you must be very stupid. Is it because I'm wasting my time to give you a word God gave me that you are talking to me like you are mad? If you lie, go and die. I blocked him. I didn't just delete him, I blocked him. The Lord now told me, go and unblock him and add him again and talk to him. I said, but this one is not ready to work. He's just an old, unserious person. And he's over 40. Hallelujah to Jesus. I had to go and unblock him and add him again. And I apologized and still gave him the word. And he rejected the word again. You see why Jonah was angry with God, man? Because of the character of human beings. He knows what he will get when he goes. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? And that's why he didn't want to go. And the young man. Now, I remember one time again, I was chatting with this dear lady on to go. And somebody said, to go? The Lord moving to go? The Lord move in a donkey self. Talk less of to go. Wherever you are, the Lord will move there. Huh? Wherever you are. It's the truth. He will move there. So, I woke up, I prayed, and I logged in to go. And there was this certain lady. I messaged her and I said, you just had a vision. This is the vision. This is the vision. And she shouted, dear Jesus, you are a wizard. And she blocked me. You know, she wrote these words. I heard that they are wizard on to go. I just discovered. Oh, God have mercy. And she blocked me. You know, it was so wild. I had this lady for what I was saying this evening that was in my choir. And, you know, adolescence was happening to her. She's growing, puberty, and etc. I felt that was what was wrong with her. Young, wonderful lady, wonderful, decent looking. I mean, she looks like the holiness movement people. And nobody would have ever figured out she was misbehaving on to go. I mean, you know those to go days, some of you that were not born in 2000, you understand what I'm trying to say. If you're giving birth in 2000, there's no way you may understand what we're talking about. Amen? Like I always say, it's unbelievable that they born people in 2000. It's still a strange thing. Well done. Amen? 2000, say amen. Unbelievable. Hallelujah to Jesus. So I got her username in a vision. And it was a stupid username. I added her. And when I added, I just saw her picture. So I called her name. I said, eh? And I called her name. As I called her name, she just deleted me and blocked me. Well, there's no problem. We'll meet in Riaza. And so when it was evening, she did not come for Riaza. I knew what happened. Nobody knew. So I called her. She did not pick my call. And I sent her a text. I said, you have to come because you can't change church. And I would tell the leadership, if you don't come, what are you doing? You know, I was so nice. I kept the secret. I didn't tell anybody. And she came. We met 2 hours before Riaza. And I said, what are you doing like that? Or to go, sir, I don't know. It's the work of the devil. Well, whatever we discussed was not the major point. This was the point. She was the person I used the most to lead songs in that choir. How would I have figured out that my darling Zech? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? My own darling Zech. You know who darling Zech is, right? Hillsong queen or legend is the one doing such a thing. I would have not known. But you see, the Bible says he that he hides a sin or conceals a sin destroys himself. Most time God will not be able to help you if you have something you are struggling with and you keep it to yourself. For many years, you put out this pretense that you are nice, you are okay, you are doing just fine in the Lord. But if you are struggling, or if you are struggling, that thing will kill you because you are hiding it. And the devil will convince you that if you say it, there is no theory he will not give you. Say it and die. You know, just like I heard a man who, his sin got to the public. What was his sin? He made a few ladies in the church pregnant. And my greatest surprise is that he killed himself. As a pastor, let me keep this iPad. He killed himself. It pained me so much. When they were concerned, oh, we love you, you're a good person. I felt so bad. I felt like, let me catch this guy wherever he is in the spirit and knock him. Why would you kill yourself? Because of, now, we are not proud of those kind of news. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? I'm not saying anybody is proud of it. You know, you can imagine why the pastor killed himself. Because he's sure the next time he's walking down the street, people will almost kill him. They'll put fire on his head. You know, they'll be pointing at him. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It was because of the shame and everything that made him say, but that is not enough reason to kill yourself. What is the worst thing? I was telling somebody in church. I said, the worst thing, remove your pastor collar and keep. I said, I'm no longer a pastor. Go away. And live your life. At least, not everybody must be a pastor, isn't it? Go and raise a family and enjoy watching other pastors preach. There's nothing there. It's just the pride of life. It's the truth. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Like some people here now, if they were struggling with something, they would keep it to themselves because they don't want pastors to say, you? After several years? After learning this and being here for long? Hallelujah to Jesus. I can't tell you that I can always get it, catch somebody misbehaving. I may not, but at the end I will. There are two different things. At the status quo, I may not, and I'm sure it is God. You see, most times when we don't see, you don't think you are very wise. It is God's grace that is working. A lot of times God is quiet to me from me catching you because probably he's sure my state at that point, if it catches you, your life may never remain the same. That's number one. So he doesn't want me to catch you so that your life may not remain the same. Because if I catch you, it's different from you reporting. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? When you catch a thief, and a thief comes to repent to you, which one do you consider the most? I know some of you are saying a lie, both go collect. No. If a thief comes to you and say, I have been stealing, I stole that your chicken, I stole that goat, I stole this, I stole that, it will be so painful, but no matter how the pain is, you will find a space in your heart to just, Even if you want to say pay, you would tell him just pay so so percent for telling me. Because if you had not told me, I would have never what? Figured out. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But imagine you catch the person in the act. And they are stolen your goats, your pig, your this, your that, and made you cry over the years. What will you do? I heard a story of a Catholic priest. The person that killed his mom came for confession. And said, I'm the one that killed your mom. Now, because of what the oaths the priests are taking in the seminary, they have these oaths that they can't tell sins of people. The priest started crying in the scene. Like, you told priest sin. This sin now made priest to be crying. So the man started crying. You know why he was crying? He can see, but he cannot touch. He cannot lock in prison. Except he didn't take the oath the right way. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? He cannot take you to police station. Maybe he wants to see you so that he can come after the confession and meet you and ask you why. But he can't do anything afterwards. But imagine that priest catches you. One day they did investigation and they caught you. Priests that normally absolve people from sin will destroy you for your sin. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That's it. And that is why sometimes I feel the Holy Spirit don't want us to catch you. Because I've caught people before, me, Prophet Simon. Somebody asks, but Prophet, how do you catch people? Even me, I don't know how I catch people. I tell you the truth. If you tell me your technology for catching people, I don't know. It just happened. You are just coming to church and smiling, and I don't know why I'm suspecting your smile. I'll say, come here. Smile that makes me happy. That day is making me sad. I say, come. Can I see your phone? He's inviting somebody to his house. Another one, in church. How can I suspect you inside church? God's presence. Before service, I say, come. When the person came, he was asking a lady out in church. Before service starts. I say, what? What am I seeing like this? Now, I was not mad. You see, even though I was mad to a fair extent, I was not entirely mad. Because they were growing. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And that's the beauty of pastoring. Listen carefully. That's the beauty of pastoring. Because sometimes you think you are wise. You're about to make a wrong decision. And God somehow sends help to you. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It doesn't mean that you are small and useless. If you come to me and say, Pastor, this is what is happening to me, blah, 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 blah. I may be a little bit worried. Let's be realistic. I may be a little bit worried, especially if you have been in the church for a long period of time. But now, I'm on my toes on your case. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? Like, no, I have to focus on this person now. And somehow God helps you. Because you did not conceal the sin. Never try to be a champion. Chris Devan told us many years ago. He said, somebody is calling you apostle, but you know your struggles. He's calling you bishop. The next revival is going to happen to you. You know that you are not even near. Even 1 hour, you cannot be consistent with. He said, don't allow the thing make your head big. Go back and tell God, this is me. This is the real me. You know what's up, God. Let's do business. Hallelujah. Are you guys here tonight? So stop concealing sins. It destroys. I don't know how to say that, but it's very important. If it's for someone, hearken to the voice of the Lord. Don't conceal a sin. It destroys. Meanwhile, we are started with the scripture that says a great and effective door has been what? Opened to me. He said, but there are many adversaries. There are many adversaries. The work of salvation is so great. Alright, so mighty, so great, so big. But Satan doesn't want us to enter fully in the glory of salvation. We discussed about the glory of the new creation last Sunday, isn't it? He doesn't want us to. Listen to me, everybody. Please, pay attention. Alright? You heard me prophetically singing a song, how that the glory of God has covered the whole earth. I mean, from God's perspective, in the perfect realm, or from the perfect sight by the word, and how the word is supposed to be. Even Isaiah the prophet saw it when he was caught up in the presence of God. What did he say? He said, firstly, he declared he's a man of what? Unclean lips. When he encountered a measure of the glory, not even the entirety of it. And what did he now say afterwards? He said, holy, holy is the Lord. What did he say? The whole earth is what? Full of your glory. He saw from the perfect realm that the whole earth was what? Full of God's glory. That means at the end, the whole earth will be full of the glory of God. Because he's supposed to be like that from the beginning. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And that is why Jesus had to come, be dead, buried, and resurrected, so that the possibility for the beginning or the reality for the beginning as it is in the beginning should happen in the end. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And I was talking to somebody and they asked me if there was going to be wife and husbands in heaven. And I said, I really didn't pay attention to scriptures when it says, will there be wife and husband in heaven? I truly did not pay attention to that. And I don't think I really had time to pay that attention because it's not supposed to be a problem. Alright? Because heaven is a place of waiting. Alright? Let's see it in the book of Revelation. How long, is it Revelation 8:6? How long should we wait? In the book of Revelation. Let me see it. Revelation 8:5 or 8:6. I hope I got it. It says, how long would we wait? Revelation 8 and 6. Somebody should type that those words and put Revelation. Revelation what? Is it 6:10? You sure? Alright, let's see 6:10. 6:10. Okay, and they cried out, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. No, you deserve some accolade. You wanted me to say 1,000. Soon. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? Maybe you should know the people crying like this. Verse 9, I guess it's captured there. It says, then a white robe was given. 9, right? When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been what? Slain for the word of God. And for what? The testimony which they held. For the word of God, and they were slain as martyrs. You know what martyrs are, right? Martyrs are people that died, that were killed by other people because of the faith they stood for. Are we together? And one time I said something, some people got so angry because they wanted to die as martyrs. I said, God's will for us is not to die as martyrs. Huh? Are you here? How many of you want to die as martyrs? Wave your hand. You know, one time I heard a song, wonderful singer, beautiful heart, so sincere. I consider him a very good person. But the song was not in line with scripture. He said, in the words of the song, if I can remember some of it, not all, he says, he doesn't care what is in this world. His glory is not in this world. He doesn't care if he lives or die. Something like that. I can't really remember. Okay, no glory in this world. Sorry, like that. Something like that, right? No glory in this world. No what? Okay, no greatness on the earth. Okay, no greatness here for me. No glory here for me. I will what? I won't trade you for glory. That's beautiful. Your presence is my rock. You know the person, the song, I don't mention any name here. Yes, yes, that's a song. I will not trade you for glory. That line is beautiful. Then a part of it says, I don't care if I live or die. Now, like I said, I consider him a wonderful person. And I wouldn't mind to bring him here to sing for us. Amen. But when I heard the songs, that's so emotional and touching. Huh? But you don't like to sing the song. Why? I've hardly heard any of you singing that song. No glory in the world, blah blah blah. And I'm sure even if you were singing, you are not sincere. Because the moment a knife gets you on dear neck, you will run for glory in this world. But you see, you could just tell the person is really a nice person. Huh? The person is a nice person. He has a heart for God. He has passion for God. But in this context, not in the entirety of his life, I don't know him. According to the song, the desire was not portrayed according to knowledge. It's the truth. You know, because Jesus said in his words that the glory I have with the Father, I want you to partake of the glory. And there's no beauty or no glory glorifying that glory or showing forth that glory in heaven. If you die and go and show the glory Jesus has given you in heaven, it is useless. There's so much glory in heaven, it's not lacking in heaven. In fact, the oxygen of heaven is glory. There's a way they used to make it. I don't know if it's written in the Bible. I was taught like that while I was growing up. That heaven we breathe in, the oxygen of heaven is the glory of God. There's a way our brethren used to tell us many years ago. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you see, the glory of God is so much in the heaven. Heaven is the perfect state of God's kingdom. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because of the programming, listen carefully. If you're going to raise the dead tomorrow, it is your faith that will make that happen. In the realm of the spirit, you've been permitted with some set of codes, which is the agreement. Follow me carefully. Are you here? Or going somewhere? He said, an effectual door has been what? Open unto everyone. He said, but there is what? There are what? Many adversaries. Many. So many adversaries. Because you see, as a conduit of the glory of God, Satan wants us very limited. Whenever the good master plans, which is God Almighty, he comes and he plans a wrong plan and he leaves. So that we will not be effective when it's time for harvest. Alright? Instead of the harvest happening, the person that planted the original seed is careful of harvesting so that he doesn't hurt. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The supposed what? Seeds that were what? Planted. For many people, many Christians, there is one thing. The Bible calls it the sin. Open Hebrews for me. We'll come back here. Don't worry. We'll come back here. Hebrews 12 from verse 1. Hebrews 12 from verse 1. Can we all read one to go? Stop. You know, most times when people read this, they can catch the light too. But you see, the first two lines is what opens this part of scripture for us to understand. If you get the last three lines, even if you get it, no matter how you get it, if you don't understand it from the perspective of the revelation of the first two lines, you misunderstand everything, some sort of. See, for instance, he said, lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily what ensnares us. So there's a difference between weight here and what? Sin. Or the sin. Most Christians, alright, immediately you became born again, there is one sin that probably would not, let's imagine you were in a very tough area that they like alcohol too much. And you were taking alcohol so much and you became a Christian. You became born again. And anytime you just sniff alcohol, your spirit begins to shake. So you love God, though. You love God very well, but sometimes you hide and go and take two bottles of shekpe. You just hide, you drink, you hide, you drink, and when you come out, you feel so bad about yourself. You cry, you cry. In fact, that night, if they leave you, you promise God heaven and earth. You tell him how you will never do it again and how you are going to take over the alcoholic industry for him, which many of us have done. And many of us that have tell God, today is the last day. If I do it again, God, kill me. And after we've done it the next time, we're like, God, you are a merciful God. And that is why when we just raise a prayer in church, because it's your fellow brother in the business raising the prayer. So when your fellow brother in the business raised the prayer, you will understand yourself, even though a prophetic word was not given. He will just come and say, mercy. Mercy. And people will lie to the ground and start crying, mercy, mercy. You'll be wondering, what are 15 years, 20 years children crying about? Then you will now hear the next thing, we are consumed, blah, blah, blah. Which is right? Alright, I'm not disputing the fact that that's right. Without the mercy of God, we should be consumed. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But why the emphasis at that point so much? Because most of us probably have some weight and the sin that easily what? Ensnares us. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And for me, I've made a good research. 80% of Christians suffer from immorality more than any other sin on the earth. From my research. When I say the sin of immorality, I don't mean they are committing fornication. Physically. Some it's virtually. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now somebody is asking, Pastor, can we resist the devil virtually? Yes. Yes. Didn't the Bible say that? That the weapons of our warfare are not what? But they are what? To what? Verse 5 explains the weapon, the knowledge of God through which we can what? Subject every other knowledge that seems to what? You know, in Romans 7, Paul spoke about different laws. He spoke about the law of the mind. Can you remember? He spoke about the law of the another law in my members. Can you remember? These things are programming. There's a way the mind works. That's what Paul is trying to tell you. That is why it is good that as Christians we understand how the mind works. Alright? And if you truly understand how the mind works, you'll be a good student of meditation. You like to meditate because you know that without meditation, your spirit cannot lay a hold of God's word and make sure that your life evolves and revolves around that word. It's not possible. Because the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his, so is he. So most people that have not understood these things, Satan plays mind game with them. He plays mind game with them. Because there's a law of the mind. He'll be telling you some things, be making it look like he's stuck, blah, 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 blah. You know, and before you know it, you are on the ground. And Satan is not old school anymore. He has gone new school. Do you know what I mean by that? Satan doesn't come as obvious devil to you. He doesn't. Because he knows you'll catch him. I believe 90% of what Satan is doing on the earth today is through religion. 90% of what Satan is doing in the world today is through what? Please follow me. Don't worry. Even if you are confused, just be looking at me. You'll understand me later. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's through what? Religion. For instance, let me give you an instance before we continue reading the scripture and go back to where we were. He comes to you and makes you feel like if you don't pray 20 hours, you cannot rise above the influence of the flesh. Alright? Now, there are a lot of scriptures written, lot of light in scriptures written on how that Jesus has helped us to overcome the flesh, isn't it? Right? But the devil will now come and make you feel like you should neglect that scripture and pray for longer hours to live above the flesh. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you feel like when somebody looks like he's under the influence of fire, you know, he looks like he's burning. Hallelujah to Jesus. Then the person is a better Christian than somebody that walks like he has no problem, you know. Imagine you see somebody walking like this and another person walking like this. Who do you think is more serious, logically speaking? The one walking like... Because the one walking like this should be an unserious person. Why would a Christian be walking straight? Doesn't have stature. Doesn't have stature with God and men. But the one bent like this is obviously telling you that I just came out from some 20 hours prayer. And when they say pray, for instance, now I'm not trying to mock, because some people are actually bent like this, even though God doesn't want them like this, but they innocently are just bent like this. Amen? So I'm not trying to mock them. Now, if they say pray in church, that brother that will be like, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, Libra, Han, Shapa, Gataba, Ribosu, he's praying. May not be more attractive like somebody that has power, than the other one that then do like he wants to tear something apart. Please follow me carefully. I'm not trying to mock. You don't feel like such a person has a stronger walk with the Holy Spirit than you. You know, there are a lot of Christians that they are not okay. They are just, when they see another person's spirituality, looking, you know, not because that's his spirituality. They just have a form of godliness, some sort of. They look like they pray, but they don't pray. For some, not everybody. I even get what I'm trying to explain to you. So when they all see the way the person displays in the physical, they just feel so downcasted about their life. See the way this guy is moving. Look at my life. I don't even have his stature. They say pray like libro hasan brahadi. But they say the guy prayed. And you just feel like you are just backward. Just like when we're students, you see some people just carry bag and go into the class in the evening. When you say, hi, why are you going to TDB? Now you are at home, you didn't plan TDB, you actually read some things. So you carry all your things and say, wait for me, I beg. You are following. You were not prepared in your mind to read. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Such persons that follow at the end, when they go, they are even disappointed at the people and disappointed at themselves, because they'll go and observe the person who just check phone, just play outside, do comedies, and when it's 2 a.m., they'll just come and they are sleeping. Then when it's 5 a.m., they are not doing their eye like W. What will you learn at that stage? They don't read anything. You yourself, you were even shocked because you even tried 30 minutes at least, you grab something. Before you know it, you finish your night rest. You know, the thing is so painful, you now sleep off. One time I went there, I will never forget. I tried TDB. I do TDB, but on serious occasions. Now, I tried TDB one time. It was not my culture. I know some of you are looking at me and you are, Pastor Simon, yes, it was not my culture. Mama T was not doing TDB. Hope you know. Let me reveal her secret today. Do you know Mama T was not a TDB person? I can count how many times Mama T did TDB. It's not more than 4 times till she graduated. She graduated with a very high first class. So the point is not TDB. The point is making sure that the book enter your... So the point is not... The point is making sure that the word of God stands alive in your soul. Are you people following me tonight? Please follow me carefully. I've been in this business. See, I tell you the truth. I am not a boy in this business. I've been around for a while. I know what works. I'm not trying to brag in the flesh. I mean it. In fact, with my experience, they should give me maybe bishop soon. It's the truth. Don't forget, the person looks, you so, how can you be a bishop at the age of, you don't even know my age. But what I'm trying to say is that I've been around this thing for a while. This spirituality thing for a while. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? I can tell you what works. Amen? When you see some of us looking calm and collected, it doesn't mean we don't pray. You know, some people may look at me and they are disappointed in me because I look too calm. I remember one time, JCCF, while I was on campus, those days, I believe they are not like that till today. Else is a curse. Now, those days, some of them came against me because they said, I don't look like somebody that should be pastoring. You know, that time I was not even so serious again to join it, to make it worse. I was not even serious. Look at how I'm looking like now. Do you know those days, I don't even wear things like this. I was calm, nice, but what I used to come and preach is a jean and a t-shirt. The highest that will make me look corporate is a monkey jacket. Then I now put my watch and come and be preaching with my hand in my pocket. The people in the church know this is a powerful man of God, but people that have never seen me preaching don't believe I'm a powerful man of God. I'll be walking like this on campus. I say, that's my pastor. That thing is your pastor. Because I don't even look like it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Some prophesied my fall. He said, that one are your pastor, homeboy. Pastor, not be that. No, that one no fit last. He will soon fall. Can't you see the way he carves his hair? See his hair. How can pastor have such hair? How can pastor have time for himself like this? But I'm still preaching. You know, some people feel like if you really love the Lord, you shouldn't even have hair. They don't believe you should have hair. What are you using the hair for? Is there glory in the hair? Souls are perishing, you are arranging your hair. And I wonder, why did Jesus have to have hair? You souls are perishing, you are thinking. You are not the one that have paid for their souls. The one that paid for their soul came to die for their soul with hair. Isn't that interesting? Hallelujah. He's not anointed, he has hair. He has hair. And some prophesied my fall. You know, one time I was meditating and I said something to myself. I said, if people wish you bad and you don't have a walk with the Holy Spirit, you don't wish yourself well. Oh. You will become the resultant effect of all of their wishes. Do you know what I mean by that? They wish you bad. They predicted you will die, you will fall, you will give women belay, you will give men belay, whatever. Then you yourself walk with the Holy Spirit. No, you are talking with women. You don't wish yourself well. You must become the resultant effect of all of their wish. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. But I had a walk with the Holy Spirit. And you see, one beautiful thing with the Holy Spirit is that he's no respecter of nobody. Are you listening to me? He is no respecter of what? Nobody. Meaning you cannot tell the Holy Spirit, don't like Prophet Simon. You are wasting your time. You can't tell God, don't consider that guy's prayer. You are wasting your time. We are all on a playing ground. The one that does it well will get the gold with God. When I knew that many years ago, I didn't care what anybody thinks about me. I kept on pressing the right way. Are you listening to me? Are you here tonight? So, 90% of the time, Satan uses religiosity to limit Christians. That way now, you were having this wonderful fellowship with the Holy Spirit 1 hour every day, 2 hours every day. You could sit down, hear songs, pray in the Spirit, read out scripture loud, you know, and the rest, and feel the glory of God. But immediately you just went to this service. Oh! And saw this guy. You just lost everything you thought you had. You felt like everything you had was useless. Everything you had was useless. I always use this explanation. You have a wonderful woman God gives you, and you go out there and see one paint face, do this, arrange herself in a certain way, and start walking so demure. And the one God gave you now is looking like trash. And when you go back, when you start approaching this one, now you go back home and you start seeing fault because you have seen the glory. So you go back now, like Isaiah said, you know, Isaiah, when he saw the glory, he said, I'm a man with what? Unclean lips. You start seeing the uncleanliness in the lady now. Not knowing that where you're about to touch is worse than anything you have ever seen in your life. Are you here tonight? So you see, many Christians have that problem. See what Paul said in Galatians 3. I'm going to come back all here. Don't think I'm going to forget it. Let's read it together. Galatians 3 from verse 1. Oh, what? Who has what? That you should know what? Before your eyes, Jesus Christ was what? Now, he was asking a question, right? Next part of scripture. Then he says, this only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of it? Give me this in the NLT and relate it with the TPT. He said, let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses? Of course not. You received the Spirit because you believe the message you heard about Christ. So answer me this. Did the Holy Spirit come to you as a reward for keeping all the Jewish laws? No. You receive him as a gift because you believed in the Messiah. From verse 1, both of the rendition. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has cast an evil spell on you. For the meaning of Jesus Christ's death was made as clear to you as if you had seen a picture of his death on the cross. Timothy, what has happened to you Galatians to be acting so foolishly? You must have been under some evil spell. Didn't God open your eyes to see the meaning of Jesus' crucifixion? Wasn't he revealed to you as the crucified one? Next part of scripture, then it makes sense now to you as you read. Let's read together. NLT, let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses? Of course not. You received the Spirit because you believe the message you have heard about Christ. TPT, want to go? So answer me this. Did the Holy Spirit come to you as a reward for keeping all the Jewish laws? No, you receive him as a gift because you believe in the Messiah. So Paul is like, you saw what Jesus did for you. We preach it like you were even there. How come are you saying that you have to follow some religious laws before you are filled with the Holy Spirit? And Paul called them foolish for that reason. Why? Because he had taught them something beautiful and they were now kind of swayed by something that sounded so foolish but interesting. It sounded interesting, but what? Foolish. It's not the truth. You know, it makes more sense, listen carefully, to say do this to get this. Because no work. How do they put it? There's a way they put it for man. You know, whatever you call it. What I'm trying to say is that you should work for something. It's registered in our humanity. We can relate with that more. That if you don't work, you should not chop. Alright, let me use chop. No pain, no gain, right? And you don't feel any pain, and suddenly they say, that is why our men of God like to say it like that. With everything Jesus has done, sometimes you hear an apostle speaking, you wonder, is it what he is doing now that is bringing the glory, or what Jesus has truly done? You hear somebody look at you and say, listen, my brother and sister, let me tell you the truth. Never hear a man of God that does not have pain, that have not gone through pain. Scars. Show me a man without scars and I'm showing you a man that is doomed for destruction. Some things like that. And you see us relate with that more. That means God has designed that every man must have a scar. So listen, people of God, you are in deep trouble. Because if you don't have a scar yet, be prepared for your scar. Because without your scar, you have not started living. And the people of God say, okay. Many people, they like that. Now, just come and say, oh, we're bought with a price. We're above the devil, we're sitting on his head. You see some religious guys looking at you. Febe, what a foolish young boy. And they'll use it and preach, especially when they think they have stature. I was watching Facebook and I saw one young man that is heading for doom. You know, I heard they've used me. There's one that used me and said, he's just confusing people. You know, he's an apostle. So he said, I have one young man, blah, blah, blah. He said all the things. I said, Tom, it is well. Because they feel when you can move like this, then you know God better. So, and when they talk like that, they feel God should lock the door to spiritual encounters for us. Meanwhile, we're still seeing it. Because God is no respecter of what? No man. So they like us to hype Satan. Why you say, the devil is useless. Oh, the devil, blah, 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 blah. I say, You know, I encountered the devil. This one don't go to gala before. You know, I heard somebody talking one time. He said, you know why we pray the way we pray in Africa? They say, no, the demons in Africa are stronger. And people stood up, yeah. So when God was creating the earth, he took the strongest demons to Africa. Listen carefully, not trying to mock. It's a religious mindset. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here tonight? One time Pastor Chris was teaching, he said, if you sleep and you had a dream that you ate food, he says, stand up and take drink and drink. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Some people got mad. That is spiritual food. Is communion not spiritual food? If you eat it, hold your stomach. Say, I vomit, I vomit, I vomit, I vomit. Fire, fire, fire. And you see, for people, they eat. When they eat, they'll stand up. Their mother will lay their hand. Their father will lay their hand. Their pastor will come. See, they go and vomit the akpu they ate yesterday. They will press the stomach till it come out today. They will not think they've been delivered. So funny. They take Satan too serious than God. Keep something here and say, and put something like a red scarf on it. And put stick and plant it on the ground. Keep a phone there. The first 5 people may not touch it. It is those that know that it is a trick. They are sure it's a trick. They are the ones that will touch it. If they are not sure, most of them will pass. But just keep it and keep Bible. God knows the key. They will carry it. In fact, they will carry the Bible too. And go and sell it. When it's about Satan, there's a way he's hyped. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? The Lord gave me a word while I was coming. I wanted to give the media to do it as a code. Is it when you encounter the glory of God, the power of the devil is diminished in your mind. You don't consider the devil again. He's not a function anymore. When we see us talk down the devil, it's because we have seen the power of God. It's so great. It's so great. So there are many people like that. Tell them that the word of God, faith cometh by hearing the word. It comes by hearing the word. So if you want to become great in God, stay with the word. And when you know the word of God, prayer becomes effective. They feel like you are insulting them. Because you say, my generation cannot be the same. Which is true. It's a nice feeling. It's a nice desire. I don't want to be like this God. It's a good desire. But there are algorithms to growing into that person that will be changed from this status quo. Not just looking crazy and point out your passion without control. Without road network. No, or not according to knowledge. Somebody say he wants to pray against his enemy. He now gets naked in the night and lit up a candle and said, Lord, as I'm naked like this, I'm praying, they're all going to be dying. That's religion. You're just being foolish. Where is it written in the Bible that if you want to get your enemies dead, you should be naked and pray? Now, most of these things are replacing true Christianity. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That young people don't want to sit with the word of God. How many ministries have you gone to that they do Bible study? They sit down and dig the word of God. You go to a meeting, you see people saying they want power. You know, I was coming to church, I'm so disappointed at that. And I'm sure such a person will grow. He's in a meeting, he entered a meeting, he was just doing like this. Power, power, everybody, power, 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 power. And they just jump in like, you know, I'm just wondering. No sound doctrine. No teaching of the word. Even as they are doing all of those reactions, if you hear their confession, it's not according to scripture. You know, I heard something one time. I said, you are joking. A witch will kill you and repent. Pray, my brother. So the reason I should pray is because if I don't pray, a witch will kill me and repent. That's so disappointing. For what Jesus have done on the cross. So great is salvation. It's limited to praying for a witch not to kill me. Before the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit, they destroyed any kind of altars in their land. Before they were filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus just blessed them. They left with some level of impartation. And when they came back to Jesus, they said, we saw Satan fall like lightning. Which simply means we saw Satan just being disgraced. And what did Jesus tell them? He said, don't get excited over these little things. Wait for your names to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Meaning, wait till you partake in what really brought me to the earth. My death, burial, and what? Resurrection. so that you are partakers of eternal life. So if you don't look so serious, you've not got it. You know, one apostle one time was preaching. I was so excited. He said he read about Lester Sumrall. How many of you have heard of Lester Sumrall? He's a God's general. And he heard that the man of God will pray 2 hours every day of his life. 2 hours. He said he got disappointed. 2 hours? He got it. And that was one of his mentors with the miracles he saw and the rest. He got so disappointed. And he said, so I pray me that I pray 20, blah, 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 blah. He said, then I went closely to look and I found that he meditates more than he prays. And the question is, meditation, is meditation not prayer? It is prayer. It's just that in Africa, when we say prayer, you must be, ah, ba, 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 ba. That's the only time we consider it as prayer. This is a kind of prayer or a form of prayer. When I meditate, when scripture was talking about the word of God or the mechanism that causes God's word to work, he didn't call it prayer, even though they mean prayer. In Psalms 1, he said, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of, not delight in the whatever of sinners, but delights in the Lord and meditates on the word day and night. He shall what? They started saying all of the resultant effects. So they didn't use the word prayer. Instead, they used the word what? Meditate. Are you people getting on trying to explain to you? To show you that prayer is, all forms of prayer are a system to get the word of God on your inside. See what the Bible said. Now, to get it on the inside and to get it strengthened on the inside. I'm talking about the effect of praying out loud in other tongues. Because the Bible says when we pray in an unknown tongues, what happens? We edify what? Our most holy faith. Alright? Now, how was that faith initiated in our heart? How did it come into our heart? It came by hearing the word. And that's meditation. I mean, as you stay with the word of God, the word of God gets enacted in your heart. As you meditate on it, it gets enacted in your heart. And when you pray in other tongues, you strengthen what has already been in your heart. Are you people getting on trying to explain it? So if you remove one, you know, you will not get the result, required result or supposed result, because you didn't follow the law appropriately. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Important. It's a form of prayer. Praying out loud in other tongues is a form of prayer, and it's beautiful, and you should do it always. Paul thanked his God. He thanked God that he prayed in tongues more than everybody. It's supposed to be every time, as long as you can. Alright? But you must understand that if you are void of revelation, your prayer is almost useless. And let me say something before we continue. Why you see that somebody, you know, anybody that is prayerful is always on the, is always advantage. Let me put it like that, some sort of. Why you find out somehow that people that pray so much can show the power of God to a fair intensity is that God said in his word that if your faith is as little as what? You can speak to a mountain and it will listen to you. That simply means with the little understanding they had and really pressed into it in prayer, they were able to what? Touch one or two realms of power, because God said even if your faith is what? As small, it can cause mighty things to happen. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? But no matter what they've done, it's still little compared to the supposed realm. That is why you find that people that don't speak English can still heal the sick, because they had faith. And no matter how little it was, God will allow them to move mountain. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's why you can see people who don't even understand the word of God very well. They can wear, you can see people without slippers that can heal the sick if they believe in God? They say, God said we should not wear slippers. That's foolishness in the realm of the spirit. But God will allow them to heal the sick. Moses, don't strike the rock. Moses went, oh, you useless people, I left my father's money for you people. You are shouting on me. He hit it. Why? And water came out. God did not withhold the result. Only Moses and God knew that that was rubbish. But water came out. The people drank, were fine. And God said, because you disobeyed me, you will not enter the promised land. Are you guys here tonight? He said, you will not. So you can be anointed and act foolishly. He said, if the ministry of condemnation was glorious, he said the ministry of the righteous what? Excels. Meaning in the old ministry of condemnation, people were doing wrong things, yet there was glory in it. How can you explain a man call out a bear to eat over 2 bears to eat over 42 children as wisdom? That's Elijah. Yet he was able to lock the heavens and open it at his will. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? How can you explain a man that slept with somebody's wife? Not just slept. If he actually just slept, probably it would have been not a stronger sin than the sin he committed. You know what he did? When he had a glimpse of her nakedness, he didn't just stop there. He liaised with some of the soldiers, took her husband to the forefront of the journey. The battle. When they killed the man, he now called the woman and he said to her, now you are my wife. And the interesting part is that the woman agreed, but that's not the point. Don't get distracted, women. I'm not trying to mock you guys. I just said she agreed. I was surprised. She agreed. Alright? But look at the sin David did. Forget about women. Just focus on me. Look at the sin David did. Are you here tonight? Did I scatter what I'm preaching this? Glory to God forevermore. But are you not surprised she agreed? They just kill your husband. You agreed to marry king. Alright, just forget about that. Now, same man David wrote so many wonderful psalms for us. The Lord said to my Lord. Are you not surprised? God did not withhold that revelation. In fact, they kept shewbread. They say anybody that eats it will die according to the culture. David was hungry with his men. He said, if I don't eat this bread, which bread will I eat? If I don't eat my father's own, whose own will I eat? He entered the temple, he removed the shewbread, broke it, they ate and drank water. Communion was used as food. Nothing happened to him. You see? Hallelujah to Jesus. We can go ahead and explain a lot. Should we go ahead? There are many. I can mention many, many, many that didn't have portrayed good character, yet they saw the glory. In a measure, when I say the glory, I don't mean the fullness of Jesus. I mean miracles. Are we together? They saw it happen. Was Moses filled with the Holy Spirit before he parted the Red Sea? No. That's why the Bible says, if the ministry of condemnation was what? Glorious. So understand this. Don't rate the genuineness of a ministry by the intensity of the miraculous glory you see around. No. Because he called a ministry of condemnation, yet there was glory in it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Because God has an agenda, and that agenda is kingdom. But there's already a law on the earth that even if your faith is as little as a word, it can cause a mountain to what? Be destroyed. Causing a mountain to be destroyed doesn't guarantee that you are in the original ministry of the Holy Spirit for today. Very important. Because Moses did it. Whatever. And he said, till today, wherever Moses is being what? A veil what? That means somebody preaching Moses can have glory, yet a veil is covering his face and the people's face. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, like I said, 90% of the issues, all the way Satan tries to hit us as a church today is through what? Religion. Religion. Like I said about God's power. Go and tell people in a regular, strong apostolic setting how diminished and useless Satan is. You will find your problem. Don't you know? You know, one time I posted, I don't know if you remember somebody that replied the comment. He said, don't you know somebody can be filled with the Holy Spirit and still be demonized? Now, I just posted a post. I said, the devil ain't a function in my world. Yes. He got offended so bad. I mean, I just say Satan is useless and you are angry. Are you from the devil? It's just like you are angry while insulting your master. And truly, he could be your master. Because how do you know that somebody can be full of the Holy Spirit and demonized? Somebody now asks him how. You know, say people that masturbate, for instance. Do you masturbate, brother? Go straight to the point. Because how are you so sure of that information, like you started that ministry? Are you guys here tonight? You hear a preacher preaching every time. He say, the devil wants to attack you. You will not say a fair sister. He likes a fair sister. He likes fair. That is the problem. She will now open her lap. What is the meaning of that? Is that preaching? Making Satan look so powerful. It's so disgusting. That some of you think you have arrived. You'll be thinking, why are you making people feel like they have not arrived? Why do you want people to feel like they've not arrived? That's the problem we're having. Jesus said it is finished. You are saying we have not arrived. Where are we going to? You see, boy, just pray 2 hours tongue. They'll be going, men like who? Men, keep quiet. Men like so, they pray to their leg dug hole in rocks and they die while praying. Those are the kind of men we are talking about. You go and go. See, it's so simple. Go to a rock, plant your leg, die there. We will talk about you too. Now, God bless those fathers of faith. Listen, don't get me wrong. God bless their hearts. Alright? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But what did the Bible say is the starting point of our faith? Jesus. What's the finishing point of our faith? Jesus. Not anybody's record. See, the problem of Nigerian church is that where there are no men to carry the mantles. What mantles? I think the problem is that there are no men that understand the office of the Christ. There are no mantles to be carried in Christ. You can't be Christ and need a mantle. The mantle is just one of the little realms that was explored in Christ. All of the mantles of the fathers of faith are captured in the office of the Christ. No insult. All the mantles, entire mantles of all the fathers of faith in this world are captured in the office of what? The Christ. No mantle is greater than the office of the Christ. All of them on their faith journey were pursuing one man, Christ. Who is what? The author and what? Finisher of their faith. Don't glorify the part of Christ they touch and make it look like that's the supposed thing we need to keep on pushing further. The Bible says they are all in the cloud of witness. Go back there. They are all in the cloud of witness. You know what that means? Paul used their present day spots to explain this to us. If you read, now, some philosophers feel like Paul was more of a sport person, like he did sport, alright? And that's why he liked to explain a lot of things with sport. They started this race, whatever race they call it, whether relay race, a big sprint, whatsoever. Amen? They started it. Are we together? And the cloud of witnesses are the people that sit to look at the people performing those sports and are clapping them or sharing them in our inter-house sport, isn't it? Burma, Abyssinia, or yellow, white, yellow, red, blue, and greenhouse. You know, where I grew up, we call it Burma, Abyssinia. Burma for yellow, Abyssinia for green, Dalet for blue, and Mogadishu for red. And everybody have, maybe some people call it tiger, elephant, whatsoever. And they'll be clapping. Burma, or tiger. Are they going to partake in the sport? Capture this revelation. Are they going to partake in the sport? Are they partaking in the sport? Probably some of them were once athletes. But now they cannot come and perform. They can only what? Share. And what are they doing? They are cheering you to finish well, to finish strong. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's what Paul said here. He says, seeing that we're surrounded by so great a cloud of people that have gone ahead of us, fathers of faith. He didn't say, stand ready, position to receive their mantles. Did he say that? It's so funny that Paul never spoke about something we are emphasizing in Africa. No, not one day did Paul say, Timothy, we need men titles. We need men that can bear the mantle of Elijah and John the Baptist. It's just ignorance. So let me tell you guys. You have seen your Bible. Something is not in it. Why are you practicing it? Why do you believe it? If the Bible is not enough, let them just carry storybook and join together and call it Nigerian Bible. Let's know that there's another Bible. But if we are following the Bible, it's not in the Bible. Anybody that gets angry is not a sincere person. It's just the truth. You are not sincere. Because it's not in the Bible. And these things are killing people. There are a lot of people who think they are spiritual. They are not spiritual. They are not even close to being spiritual. And that's why the faith, every time they are getting weaker instead of getting stronger. They may look stronger, but they are weaker on the inside. It's not like a big car with a very small engine. The engine of the car does not fit the design of the car. You know, there's this car many years ago, although I think they were not fair naming the car the way they named it. They say big for nothing. Just like if you drive that car, it's actually big for something. You know why I had a problem? It was my first car. And when people say, Pastor Simon, you don't buy big for nothing. I said, no, I did not buy big for nothing. It's so bad that your car is being named big for nothing. There's another one they call small but mighty. And you do know all this name? It was not the original owners that gave the name. It was as they entered Nigeria. Nigeria, look at this. Big for nothing. Small but mighty. Blah, blah, blah. Do you know there's one they call evil spirit? And that's the reason I didn't buy the car. Because I said, now you get that evil spirit. I said, no. And the car is giving problem like really evil spirit. It will give you problem like it's evil spirit. Before you find that problem, you will need the spirit of God sometimes when it starts giving you problem. There are people like that. So the Bible calls them cloud of witnesses. The parted saints. Now see what Paul says, so beautiful. Alright? He said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that easily what ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race. I said, why would Paul talk like this? Why? Why? Now look at the impetus. After talking about cloud of witnesses, he said, lay aside every weight. You know what that weight? The troubles of life. All religious ideas. Are you get what I'm trying to say? Troubles of life. According to scripture, following scriptural interpretation. He said, and that sin, that one sin that has kept you bound, lay it away. Something that you've been struggling with for years. He said, because you are now mindful that there's a cloud of witnesses around you, just throw away those weights and the sin. Why would Paul talk like that? That means some sort of Paul feels like right now in the cloud of witnesses, there is so much grace for us to lay aside weight and lay aside the sin. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Somehow Paul is trying to explain that there's something about this cloud of witnesses. How may be wondering, what is it about cloud of witnesses? But that's not it. Because if you look at the very beginning, I think around 12 of Hebrews, is it 12 or verse 20? Paul began to speak to us about the glory. He said, ye are come to mount the city. Can I get it? From verse 20, right? He said, but you have come to what? To the what? Please follow carefully. To the what? And to an what? Follow carefully. Now, listen. Mount Zion is also called the city of the Lord. Paul is using different adjectives or different ways to define one thing. So, probably he's using the characteristics that are involved in this new realm called call the glory. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Where we are in Christ Jesus. Are you guys here tonight? Yes, he called it first Mount Zion. He now said, this Mount Zion is also what? The city of the Lord. This city of the Lord is also what? The heavenly Jerusalem. They are not different things. Are we together? This heavenly Jerusalem is also a realm where there are what? An innumerable multitude of angels. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? He goes further. Verse 20, 23. He says, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven. Another adjective or another way to describe. Then he said, to God the judge of all. Meaning in Christ we have come to God the judge of all. That's why the Bible says in Christ we have passed from judgment to life. Are you people here tonight? Then he said, to the spirits of just men made perfect. What comes to your mind? Now when we talk about the cloud of witnesses, which is also the spirit of just men made perfect, we also mean Mount Zion. Catch it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain tonight? Because these are different ways of defining one realm. So instead of Paul calling it Mount Zion, now he can just come and say, okay guys, you have come to the spirit of just men made perfect. What does he mean by that? You have come to Mount Zion. So now he now took one of the terminologies there, which best fits what he wants to explain to the people, because he wanted to use our faith journey as a race. He wanted to use a race to liken our faith journey. So he thought of one of the best ways to describe the glory at the beginning of the scriptures. And what did he use? Cloud of witnesses. Because if he wants to liken our faith journey as a race, then with the game of their days, he need to talk about the people cheering people to what? Run properly. So he said, what will I use? I can't say angels. Something more relatable. So let me use the spirit of just men made perfect, instead of calling it Mount Zion. So then he says, seeing that you are in the glory, or seeing that you have come, you are into the cloud of witnesses, right? Go back there, verse 1. From verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by what? A what? Let us lay aside every weight. What is he trying to say? Since we are in Mount Zion, since we are in the glory, are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Or since you are in a realm where the spirit of just men are made perfect, or the cloud of witnesses. Are you guys confused? Why do we, instead of saying spirit of just men made perfect, now we use cloud of witnesses? Why? Because they are cheering. And because he wanted to talk about race. But in its original description, what do we call it? The spirit of just men made perfect. People, human beings that are dead and are gone ahead of us. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Are you here? Very important. He then says, lay aside every weight and every sin that easily ensnares you, and with endurance pursue the journey that is before you, which is what? Jesus, the author and the what? And the finisher of your faith. Look at it, so beautiful. So Paul is like, don't wait for fathers of faith to give you a mantle. He said, instead, fathers of faith are cheering you and say, get this job what we have been trying to do finished. Get it finished. They are like, go Simon, go Edward, go Courage, get it done. Don't be limited by what I knew. Don't be limited by what I did. Get it done, get it done. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? That's what they are doing in heaven right now. You know why? You know why? The tail of Hebrews 11. See what the Bible says? At the tail of Hebrews 11. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. The last scripture there. God haven't provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Give me in the NLTs or in the TPT rendition or in the Amplify. But now God has invited us to live in something better than what they had faithfulness. This is so that they could be brought to finish perfection alongside of us. Meaning, if we don't come into the picture, whatever they have done will not be crowned work done. Let me put it like that. Will not be really acknowledged. Whatever they have done is just hanging until we get it, until our own faith journey complement whatever they have done in the past. So whatever we're going to do right now, as new creations, as people in the New Testament, is going to complement whatever the fathers of faith had done in the past. Say it more in the NKJV again, so that you understand. I was thinking of a better rendition, or maybe the Amplify. Is that they should not be made perfect apart from us. In other words, God was like, listen, whatever they have experienced is beautiful, but I didn't want them to touch it because I want you to touch it. And when you touch it, it will be said that they've what? Touch it. That's why they are cheering you, so that you touch it, so that it will be said that they have what? Touch it too. Meaning it's what you do right now that will complement what they have done before. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So it is the devil that inspires anybody to say, be limited by what they have done before. It's the devil. You have to move forward. Apostle Babalola is cheering us up to move forward, not to be thinking about the things he did. not to go and study about the things he did, not to go to a graveside. I saw that on Facebook. I was so disappointed. His graveside, people were there praying on his grave till today. That's a shame to what Jesus has done. That's a shame. You know, one time, some people say this, you may be offended, but I'm saying the truth. Some people said, some folks saw a woman, of course, Mary, the mother of Jesus. They saw her crying, blood. A statue was pouring out blood, literally. They said they saw, I didn't see. And they said it meant something. So they took the pictures and they were so happy and were celebrating because her statue were pouring out blood. And I said, what if she was crying that you are stupid? I'm so sorry. But why? What is the meaning? What is the interpretation of that thing you are talking about? Tell me the interpretation. That a woman's statue was pouring out blood. And you were bowing your heads to her. So we don't worship her. We honor her. Define worship. It is deep reverence. Reverence for somebody. Or deep honor. How can you pass a woman in scripture and do like this? I'm so sorry saying this, but it's the truth. It's just that people don't like truth. Socrates say, if you say truth, you'll be the most hated person in the world. I'm just feeling like I'm one of the most hated persons now as I'm saying this thing. They just don't want you to talk, say the truth. They don't want you to say the truth. Everybody's being careful. But it's killing a lot of people. Do you get what I'm trying to say? It's killing a lot of people. Religion. So terrible. Miles Monroe calls it a cancer. It's a spiritual cancer. In fact, Miles Monroe said the greatest missile on the earth is not the one they are trained from Sudan. Or the one they are trained from America to Sudan. He said it's religion. In his words. It's so terrible. It pretends like it's the original, but it's the counterfeit and the enemy. Satan will use religion to come close to us and hit us down. Why do you think Paul said that in 2 Thessalonians? He said, nothing will happen. No coming will happen until that man of sin, Satan, is removed from the altars. He has cascaded himself within religion. And he has been the one celebrating some services. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? How can you look at a woman and you bow your head to her? And it's so funny, you say she's Virgin Mary. We like the fact that God used her as a virgin and he came through her. I mean, Jesus, before he was glorified on the earth as God. Alright? But afterwards, she had kids. I hope you know that. She had kids. And you think she's a queen of heaven? But she's not the wife of God? How can somebody be the queen of heaven and not the wife of God? Because you call God the king of heaven. And you call her the queen of heaven. And you said she's not the wife of God. How? Now, if you think she's the wife of God, how dare you? How dare you? That's blasphemy. Isn't it? Look at how they are looking at me. Prophet. It's the truth. You have to be careful. And I'm not just hitting them. I'm hitting all forms of religiosity. See, I've been in the faith too. I've seen people who claim to be serious-minded, holiness movement Christians suffering with different immoral addictions and character. Different. I mean, if you hear it, you know, one time somebody were on campus together, he done left and wanted to be more prayerful and the rest. And after some while, he came back to me and said, Pastor, I'm tired. I said, what is it? He said, I'm still struggling with masturbation. I said, no, but I thought you pray better now. I've been seeing your pictures on Facebook, Pastor, they are all decorations. I said, you can't cheat truth. Or should I say, you cannot cheat nature. If God has provided something that is going to be a solution for you, and you choose to take another route, you will still end up in the problem, even if you look like you don't have the problem. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? I don't shout, though. Just listen to me carefully. If you want to be blessed, I'm not, I would never be a shouter. Even if I have 150,000 branches in this world, I would never be a shouter. This is how I'll be talking to you. Are you here tonight? Because I'm passing knowledge. That's just the truth. So there's an effectual door open to us, the Bible says, but there are what? Many adversaries. Many adversaries. Satan is trying so hard. He will use any scheme. Many adversaries. Any scheme. Religious scheme. A boyfriend. A girlfriend. Movies. Whatsoever. He's in the supernatural. You may not be aware because you're not so supernaturally conscious of yourself and your activity and the activity around you. But Satan is trying. He's trying to get you 24/7. Hope you know that. You want to come to church. Suddenly your cloth is burnt. Sorry, your cloth is burnt. Is that enough reason to miss church? There are many that wouldn't come to church. Because Satan is still an idol in their heart. And they miss out what God wants to do in their life that Sunday. You want to come to church and you have an excuse like this. I did not plait my hair. There are excuses like that. Haven't you heard? So when I watch the movie, I stay till 3 a.m. But anytime I start praying, 30 minutes, I'm gone. Aren't you seeing it? Are you not seeing it? When it's prayer, jabba, ba, 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 before you. But if it's movie, your eye is sharp like cat by 3 a.m. Have you seen the eye of a cat by 3 a.m. before? It will be shiny. And listen, let me say this one. It will scatter. You talk about prayer does not mean that you can pray. Doesn't mean you can pray. Some will talk about prayer. When you go and meet them in their house, they are snoring 24/7. They wake up in the midnight and start post. If you don't pray, you are a rat. They will not go back to sleep. Don't be like that. Be real with God. Are you listening to me? Don't allow these guys make you feel like you are not holy. You are not righteous. You are not on fire. You are reading your Bible. You are praying 1 hour every day. Then you just, I cannot be a Christian and not give God 5 to 10 hours of tongues daily. What am I living for? Then you now touch your friend and say, what are we living for? If somebody is talking about what am I? Am I a Christian or a beans? Because the guy, he has shined for you on stage like a lord. Say, I wake up, this is how I pray. Come, you catch the fire, come. And you see some Christians, they can. Now, everybody, most people now that think that is a way to be spiritual, they just before they start praying, they have even done their hand like this. Open like this. Pray the way you were praying. Have faith that what you are doing is making sense. Mm-mm. Some people don't even have a walk with the Holy Spirit again because they have entered stature. Can we lift up our voice and pray? Have a walk. Just bless His name. Worship Him. Lord, we give you all the praise. We worship you, Lord. No, they don't believe that one. No. It is. That's early morning worship. They bust heaven. Even angels will turn. Angels might just turn away. Oh boy, what did they happen for this? Calm down. This chant now, I'm not saying the chant is bad. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But some people are just trying to make it look like if they don't chant, the move of God cannot happen. They say, bless the name of the Lord. Can we just be in the mood of prayer? Firstly, you can't be in the mood. That's rubbish. Then the next thing is, calm down. Calm down. Bless His name. It's not fight. Some people's heart is too, they are too strong. When they say God have removed heart of stone and give heart of flesh, we don't know whether these people understand what they're talking about. Calm down. God, we like fight.
We like toughness. We like power. The Africans. Yeah. It happened to John in scriptures. Hope you know. He said, when I turned to see the lion, they told him, the lamb has prevailed. He said, and I turned to see the lion that has prevailed. In his heart, he was expecting lion because he thought that God prevailed as a mighty lion. Why, all his life, he used to call him lion of the tribe of Judah. But when he turned, who did he see? A lamb has prevailed. Meaning, this is how a lot of Christians are suffering. Do you know many people don't like that God prevailed like a lamb? They are not excited. They don't like lamb song. They don't sing like he's a lamb. They always sing like he's a lion. He prevailed as a lamb. Just be in a place and lift up songs of the lamb. Oh my God. I will sing song to the glory of the lamb. And let men of stature be there. I will sing song to the glory of the Lamb. Somebody that has revelation will be blessed. He will lift his hand to the Lamb. Those that have stature will be wondering, what? Those angels have not entered here. The great monarch of Zion has not stepped in. But when you lift up the mic and start blasting and singing in other tongues, not English, oh, then their wings are open. Their feathers have opened. They cannot relate. You that carry his song, Amazing Grace, you are not even smiling. That's what's in it. You are in third heaven smiling. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, the saved a wretch like me. Don't say that one a bad boy. Go hell. I once was lost, but now I'm found. They don't like it. You even dressed fine and did your hair well. The worst of it, Calvary covers it all. My sins, they are not happy you are saying such a thing. How should you sing? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I have the sign. They don't like light singing songs. Haven't you seen? And some of us are copying it. That's before you even worship, you have done stature. Me, I will drive you. That one is just normal. I'm very real with you. You know, one time I entered church, I heard a song. I said, what is the meaning of the song? The person is so lucky. I've even forgotten the person. I would have called you to my office and done an interview for you. Anytime you are singing a song, yeah, you, if you don't know it, don't sing it. Because you must worship who you know. Not who you don't know. Not that you don't know the meaning of a song, you just carry it and start singing. You don't know where you are carrying us to. Or will they carry us go where you don't know? Yourself, no. You know, I was like, what's the meaning of that song? And I said, they should tell that person to stop singing. I said it from outside before I said, tell the person to stop singing. Because I don't know the meaning of the song. They will come for me. Oh, you see them, they used to hear me. I know them very well. They'll watch and go on. Now the poor say they'll come and people are liberty in defeat. Then they'll go and be telling me, that's not the church to go to. If they ask you, tell them to open the Bible and explain. They don't have any explanation against me. There's no explanation. You know, one time I was talking, I said, call me to a debate. Line yourself up. Let's talk about it. Don't mock me and insult me behind. Call me. I will come. Paul came. I will come. Because you want to understand. What was the song that day? Cave of Adullam, something like that. Because I don't know what Cave of Adullam means. So I didn't understand why they were shouting Adullam in this place. It's a place somewhere in Israel many years ago. So I didn't know the meaning of. Oh, Adullam. Ayao, ayao. Oh, secret place. Ayao, ayao, ayao. Ayao. So I said, I don't know the meaning of that. It doesn't make any sense to me. Don't sing that song here. But what is the meaning of Oh, Adullam? Oh, secret place. What? What then? Worship is in spirit as in, and is in truth. What is that truth? That cannot capture the supernatural, even if it looks like it can. Don't use tough voice and emotional voice and think you can get into the supernatural with it. You may be doing an activity and you are just in your world. You have not crossed even the borders of the first heaven. Let me prove it to you. Benihim, I've never sing this song. Which apostle in this nation
have seen half of the miracles Ben-Him have seen. If I play Ben-Him's video for you here, I just want to praise you. You say, lift the door. Leave my voice and say, I love you. You. If they play it in a apostolic set, they will start sleeping. Holy Spirit, that you feel like angels, they are flying in this place. Holy Spirit, and you just seeing crippled people that are crippled. So some crippled are walking already. You say, stop that, let's worship. Oh me, but they are still worshiping. Glory, glory, and miracles are happening everywhere because your expectation of God is too wrong. We want power. Have you seen even half of what this man of God have said? Bible says, follow them who through faith and patience obtain the promise. See, some of these things are too hyped. Paul said, run away from high sounding nonsense. It is high sounding, but it's still what? Nonsense. It limits your faith. That's when people, they say, you want to touch God and you are still eating food. What should you eat before? Is it fire? Many have passion, have hatred for food. If you hate food, your own are finishing this world. You can't break the laws and see you hate food. You will die. See, it's the truth. You are not the first who have died, though. And when you die, church will continue. You'll be shocked. Am I against fasting? No way. We fast here very well. But I can't tell you to hate food. There are some people I came to this church one time. I will look at them and say, what is happening? I'm fasting. I say, go and break it now in my front. I have done it to people. Some are looking like there's no water in their body. I've seen people like that. So why are you looking like this? He says, I'm fasting. I say, break it now. Your prayer is answered in the name of Jesus. Even when I declare 3 days dry, I used to watch people who, if I come first day, if I look like you want to die, I'll say, let me give you like 4 hours and see. If I look like you are dying, I'll say, call only you. I say, go and buy something in high level and eat. Don't tell anybody, yeah? Before you fall down now, they'll say, what happened? Say, is our prophet. They will not even say it's God. They say, it's the prophet. I say, we should fast. You know, when I found out human beings don't like truth, it was one time we were teaching them. I felt like they always negate people when they teach on permitting people to see. You know, I felt like people will hate me when I say, and whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. But I don't do that. I rather say you are perfect. And I saw one video they posted about me. I was saying, you're perfect like him. And somebody said, look at him, false preacher. I say, so when you teach holiness too, you are false preacher. I was shocked. That was the day I told myself that, see, indeed Jesus was right when he said, you'll be hated without a cause. Some people just look at you and say, which kind of person is this? I hate him. It's the truth. He knows how to speak. He speaks good English. He's fine. He's tall. He's just nice looking. He's rich. He has a beautiful wife. I hate him for that. But I like you. I will not be tempted. I will not lie to you. I've been tempted to hate people. But listen, if you hate people, it's old school. You will die. You are killing yourself. If you hate people, you'll be perished. You'll just be dying on the inside. It's like a virus. Hate. It's not good. Are you listening? I can't tell you I've not been tempted to hate people. I've been tempted. People that hurt me. I think about them and I say, I wish they can just... And I'll say, no, Holy Spirit. It will just be killing you on the inside. 1 Corinthians 13:13 said, there is faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of this is what? Love. He says so. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said the greatest of all these is love. Greatest there is more like elderly. Meaning you could be in the realm of hope and faith. And that's what the Bible says somewhere in the initial part of that scripture. It said you could have the faith that can move mountains. But if you don't have love, you are what? Nothing. You see that? You can have faith to move mountains. Faith to get things done.
But it doesn't mean that you have come into fullness. And what did the Bible say in Ephesians 3 and 19 in the Amplified Edition? It says, knowing the love of Christ, we have come into fullness. So it is in knowing the love of Christ that brings you on to what? Fullness. You see that? And when you have come into full age, then you talk like Paul. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. And you'll be proud. See, I'm proud to tell you I spoke like a child. It's the beauty of growth. You don't have a pastor that will come and say, some of the things you are doing I did not do. Why I know that it will kill you is because I did it. And somehow someone saved me from it. And I can predict it can destroy you. Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. He said, but when I grew up by the wisdom of God, he said, I left childish ways. And he affirmed that in Ephesians 3, 19. How do you grow up? By knowing love. When you know love, you come into full age. And that at that point, what do? You leave childish ways. Are you here tonight? When you come to maturity, the height of maturity, you know, somewhere in scripture, God was speaking about, let me end with this. He said, love the Lord your God with the whole of your heart. And to make sure this works, love your neighbor as yourself. It looks so ambiguous, isn't it? But look at it. If you say, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, you know, most of the sin he says you should not do is against other people, isn't it? Huh? It's against other people. But what if you love other people like yourself? Will you kill yourself? Will you destroy yourself? Will you talk against yourself? So you see, all he says you should do is fulfilled in, or is affirmed in loving your neighbor. Or all he has said you should do, loving the Lord with the whole of your heart, can only be satisfied when you love your neighbor as yourself. Because if you don't love your neighbor as yourself, you will kill, you will steal, you will destroy. But if you love your neighbor as yourself, you can't kill yourself, you can't destroy yourself, and that way you are loving the Lord your God with the whole of your heart. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Very important. Love the Lord your God with the whole of your heart. Fulfill it by loving what? Your neighbor as yourself. Are you here tonight? So love. Learn to love. You know, yesterday I had one of the greatest shock of my life. I'm sure she's watching. One wonderful lady that used to be here. Well, she's still here because we resolved yesterday. And she messaged me and said a few things that I started crying over the phone, that she made a mistake, you know, cutting off church and the rest. And I was so amazed. You know, I was asking Pastor Joe late day before yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yesterday. I said, is it that when people misbehave and leave church, they think I am praying they die? Because I was not happy that she felt so scared to reach me for over months. She said she was scared talking to me, scared of asking Pastor Ed if I want to talk to her back and things. I was like, no. There is, even if you like, do the worst thing, I'm not against you. The fact, you know, the only thing is that if you were somebody that actually did something so obviously wrong and out of your pride judge yourself out, well, you could be there like that. But if your mind is changed, do you understand what I'm trying to say? And you realize your mistake and you didn't really do anything harmful, why not reach out? And I was so shocked. I said to her, I said, do you know, if I truly remembered you, I would have actually reached out to you. I said, it's been escaping my mind. She said, I would have reached out to you. There's nothing there. Because we've left our pride. The day we still want to follow Jesus as pastors, there's no pride. I only live for him. So what am I being proud about? The highest thing that happens, a pastor does not have steeds. He went after a member that was... that misbehaved and left. Jesus left 99, the Bible said. He went forward. He's not in the world to impress nobody. He's full of glory. Alright? And the greatest shock was that she said at some point, she said, sir, one of the things that triggered my misbehavior was when someone spoke so ill about church and about you and about, you know, and advised me to just get out. And while she was crying, I said something about money, blah, blah, blah. I can't even remember what the person... So what got me interested in the talk, I truly would not ask. I am that kind of person. I don't care if you believe or not. But I am somebody that will not ask you who is the person. I would rather just change the topic. Alright? Because it doesn't really matter. If you tell me the person, I must forgive the person. So why do I need to know the person? It doesn't matter because I cannot keep the person as an enemy. Alright? But when I heard something like money inside, I thought like it was a stealing case. So I wanted to know that somebody stole from church. And let me know if I was so. So I said, what is it about money? Who is the person? And when she mentioned the person, I was so amazed. Now, the person is not a member, but that was somebody that I saw grow up in the faith. She wouldn't believe it. A lady, you know, quite influential now. And I was like, this sort of person. Then I said to her, that is how wicked the devil can be. He can use anybody to sway you out of the right path. Let me use that to end this service. And I said to her, just to help her heart, I said, in case of next time, I said, do you know that Jesus made Peter the head of the church before he denied Jesus thrice? Huh? Are you guys sleeping? Yes, hallelujah. Glory. He said to Peter, you are the head of the church. After some days, he told Peter, get behind me, Satan. Head of the church. Head of the church. Should get behind you, Satan. After I said that, he didn't say you are no longer the head of the church again. And in the same meeting, he said, before the cock will crow, 3 times you deny me. Peter did not only deny, he swear that he didn't know Jesus. He swear. Meaning he do, I swear to God. And it was a small child though. It's not like he's one old man, one small boy. I know you, brother. I used to see your face. I swear. And I said to her, but look at it. Jesus was able to discern from the head of the church that Satan is using the head of the church to speak. He said, Satan, get out from that head of the church mouth now. I know you are the one. I said, that means Satan can use nice people around you to speak to you. Learn to discern his voice. And I said, listen, Satan does not use the voice of authority over your life. He cannot use. What do I mean by that? Look at it carefully. Eli. And who? Samuel. Do you realize that Eli knows the voice of Samuel? I mean, Samuel knows the voice of Eli very well. You think Samuel was foolish for standing up to Eli the first time and the second time? He knew he heard whose voice? Eli's voice. And at that time, Eli, knowing the technology, he said, no, the next time you hear this voice, just say, speak to me, Lord, your servant is listening. And he did that, and he encountered God. But listen, God has to speak him and call him through a familiar voice. I said to her, every time you hear, you see somebody coming, you know, God cannot leave the authorities over your life. Your pastor, your HOD, friends that you share common faith, the common faith with and ideologies with, and go and look for somebody in Abuja and tell you about the problem of your life. No. God does not do like that. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And if you find yourself looking for advice from people who are far away from you, spiritual authority, no. Friends around, no. People far away from you, know that pride is coming. You are looking for what you want to hear. And I use that to caution her. So I said, be careful next time. She would have said that from immaturity. I'm sure she's still growing. I said all of those things. You know, that same sister one time, I was telling my wife yesterday, when I wanted to get married, you know, one of the ladies in this church, she was talking with the same sister. And I said to myself, what if that sister was not mature? Guess what she said to the sister? How can you be in this church and prophet will just bring a lady and they'll be calling her Mama T? And she said, don't agree. And the lady got offended and spoke out back at her, and they quarreled and left. The lady just rushed to see me immediately. Pastor Simon, I want to see. And she told me what happened. I said, bless your heart. Now imagine I didn't train that lady so well. And she listened to those words. Do you know she would come to this church? Everybody was doing my material. Said, I've been here all this while. You did not look at me. Imagine what happened to that church. Imagine the girl she will influence. But because the Holy Spirit is alive. And such a person I've been seeing on Facebook. Hey, we have to pour fire. You guys, wake up. I'm not in all those junks, thank God. Wake up. The Holy Spirit is not in all of these demos. Know God for yourself.
That's why I said in the New Testament, the least will know me to the greatest. If you like, be following, be jumping from one place to another. You'll be stagnated in a place for a long period of time. You're not a powerful Christian because you carry picture of people for that you put on Facebook. That's not what makes you a powerful Christian. Ladies claiming to be anointed now, they don't want to be submitted. They are looking for where to pour fire and put on Facebook. You are doing what they call them that night before wedding. Brother Shower, you will pray, fall on the ground, be crying, and be putting on Facebook. I have not seen where they record worship and they are putting on. People are crying with God and they are putting on Facebook. It's some rubbish happening now. That the man of God is doing morning devotion, they will not be recording it. Cameraman did not worship for his own. And when he's done crying, they now put on Facebook, say, my morning time with the Lord. In fact, now he's on the podium. It did flow water. You look like a gay doing foolishness. And you think it's worship, it's gospel. You all have to wake up. Why people put chain, put lip gloss, put ear. The next thing that will happen is attachment that person will start putting on the head. Watch and see. Should people know that the person, one of the songs I sang here, somebody influential had sang it before. Hallelujah. Do you know who he is now? One of the greatest gay on the earth. Did I say gay? Yes. In fact, some of you are wondering whether he's man or woman. If you see him now, this is how I used to start. Focus on Jesus. You are focusing on monetary. Your song is about money. Everything. All these people in mission field in Kenya, walking in the forest, trying to win soul. When they plug into YouTube now to look for song to encourage them to move now, they'll be hearing evidence. They everywhere. And the people singing the evidence, looking worldly, carrying. Look at how they look worldly. You think I'm one person that celebrates that foolishness? If you're angry, leave church now. You are not part of me, I'm not part of you. We are not part of each other. But we'll meet. You'll meet me at the top. So it's time to wake up. Are you listening to me? I don't believe in all of those jokes. And it's time to wake up. And some of you, that is what you like. In fact, your heart, you'll be judged. Just carry song and play. You don't even look at people who dress like bandits or whatever. You carry it and put that is gospel. Because your own, what you are more interested in is in dance, not anything spiritual. You can't wait to just do the move. Finish. As long as you have a gospel song that make you do like a demon, that's all. Now, do you know some people who carry this video? They look at him, he's hating. Hating who? See, ask, what am I hating for? What are they hate? I have all it takes for life and godliness. I have Jesus Christ. What am I hating for? Come and sit down and learn. I imagine Paul in our church, in our generation, writing later. He said, you that sing evidence, come and sit down so that you understand the evidence of God's glory. You will not be singing. You will write all of these people. I was so disappointed. Greetings to the church. I was so disappointed when I saw a brother worshipping the Lord Jesus with a camera to show and videoing. How can somebody be in the holies of holies and trying to? I'm sure Paul will write all of those things. When we had Ron Kenoly in Ghana, he was worshipping God. They carry camera. He was so angry, vexed in his spirit. He said, put off all your phone. Keep it down. He said, keep it down. They all quietly put their phone back in their pocket. He said, wouldn't you be embarrassed if you are having sex with your wife and somebody is videoing you? He said, we are worshipping the Lord. It's a wonderful moment. It's intimacy. But today, immediately they start, camera is on. If you talk now, hate is hating on us. Hating on you going to hell. It's time to wake up. Are you people listening? Don't celebrate nonsense, whether it's popular.
Davido is popular. Wizkid is popular. Say they are filling stadium. Is Wizkid not filling stadium? Is that a testimony? Listen, there are a lot of people that are more carnally minded than spiritually minded. When you sing carnally minded song, many people relate to it. Don't think you are spiritual. If you think you are spiritual, then Wizkid is more spiritual than you. Because him too, somehow he has mentioned God in his music. And he has more followership than you. Be bold. Are you listening to me? Be bold. Don't indulge yourself in all of this new age, how do we call it? Trends. You know, when they do it now, they'll make you feel like you are not spiritual. Like I told you, I was watching a service and a young man in Africa, in Northern Africa. I will not mention the part of the state. I used to know the young man with normal hair. Do you know how these guys do it there? He pleated chuku, baby, all back sideways. The thing now stop. Your hair was now down here. Hair was now free. He plaited the whole of this place. And he was leading song on doing like this. I know that young man before. I asked myself, what have come over this one's head? Before you know, another one come, he has splashed another one. Another one come, here is red. And they are jumping. On the some of them is Igbo, is not the Holy Spirit. I sincerely feel they are filled with Igbo. And they've caught gospel artists that do this. This is not the first time. It's not just nice to mention their names. They've caught. You are wondering what kind of a prophet I am? I am one of a kind. I didn't insult anybody. I didn't hate anybody. I've just told you the truth. You can go, if you go back, if you like, do it. You'll meet the devil in hell. It's just the truth. Follow the path of right. You know, you can say, Pastor, I hate you. How can I do it now? Nobody's stopping you. Go and do it. Hey, we don't agree with you. Go and do what you agree with. I'm not one person that will force you to do, you know, beg. I will teach you what is right. But I'm tired because people don't like to. People are scared of speaking out these days. People are very scared. People are very scared of speaking out. Preachers are finding it difficult to. You know, in fact, preachers are accepting this trend for youth to stay in church. Because they are scared if they don't accept it, youth will not stay in church. No. I rather don't have such youth in church. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Stand for what is true. Nothing can be done against but for the truth. Bow your heads wherever you are and pray. I will lay the models, strong I have made, all that has taken my heart. Lord, I will lay the models, strong I have made, all that has taken my heart. Lord, I will bow to you, to no other God but you alone. Lord, I will worship you, nothing can separate but you alone. You are the love of my life. You are the hope that I cling to. You mean more than this world to me. I wouldn't trade you for silver nor gold. I wouldn't trade you for
For each is untold. You were my everything. One trade for silver nor gold. One trade for riches untold. You were my everything. I won't trade you for silver nor gold. I won't trade you for riches untold. You were my everything. Lord, you were more precious than diamonds. Lord, you were more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares to you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares to you. Oh, there is nothing I desire. There is nothing I desire, Lord. Nothing I desire compares to you. There is nothing I desire, Lord. There is nothing I desire, Jesus. Nothing I desire compares to you. Oh, there is nothing we desire tonight. Nothing we desire, Lord. Nothing we desire compares to you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. There is nothing I desire. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. There is nothing we desire, Lord.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.